Jesus' name, let us praise him tonight, honoring the only God, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the keeper of covenant, our God, that watches over his word to perform it. Lord, we honor you this morning. We glorify your name. Nelly pronoste, leketuso soprenegaza, zopronneba kusto seli prunonogoza, enge kusto zia. I will magnify your name. I will magnify your name. I will magnify your name in all the earth. Yes, Jesus. Lord, I magnify your name. My God, I magnify your name. Lord, I magnify your name in all the be glorified. Yes, Lord Jesus. Be glorified. Be thou glorified, Lord. Be heavens, Lord, be glorified in the earth. Be thou glorified. Be glorified in the temple, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified, Jesus, Lord, I exalt you, mighty God. I glorify your name. My love was telling us, for we will say that you are good, O Lord. And all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. And we are changed. And all the hope we have replaced in you right now. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you are, O God. Yes. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Let it be, O God. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your hands. Let me be, O God. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your. Hallelujah, Lord, I offer myself unto you, Lord, as a sweet-smelling sacrifice, acceptable in your sight. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide, hold us closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make our way. He will make our way. By roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead us. And rivers in the desert we will find. Heaven and earth will fade, but this world will still remain, and he will do something new today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way. Your God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways you cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide and hold us closely to his sight. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Because it's the way. He will make a way. Because it's the way. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Because is the way. He will make a way. My God is the way. Hallelujah, Lord. And all of us yet, all of us yet, so the apple and the higher. And God of us, Lord, make a way. Lord, we make a way for you. Lord, we make a way for you. And we surely make a way. My God, we surely make a way for you. It's not over yet, because he has taken over. It was surely make a way for you. It will surely make a way for you. It will surely make a way for you. Our God will surely make a way for you. It will surely make Yahweh. For you, beloved, Isaiah number 43 helps us to see that you have a Savior in Christ, the maker of way where there is no way. Beloved, you could be facing a situation right now that looks as if there is no way. But I want you to know that the way maker is God. And as we're pressing into this session, God just wanted to encourage you and to so that you press in this morning and see the way that God has made for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord begins to speak in Isaiah 43. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob. He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Do not fear. That word was not spoken by your friend next door, by your employer at work. That word was not coming from any authority of man. But beloved, the word was being spoken by the ancient of days, who knew that at a crossroad there is a possibility where things are not clear that man becomes agitated, worried, confused. Man becomes a natural man, will become not just agitated, worried or confused, but a natural man can become fearful. And the Lord is saying to you, do not be afraid. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he careth. Cast your care upon the Lord because he careth for you. What is the demonstrative power of his care? He careth for you. He careth for you. So you can cast the cares upon him. David said, therefore, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord cares for me. Psalm number 27, verse 10. Natural men like you and I can come into a situation of abandonment, situation of rejection, situation lowliness. When my father and my mother forsake me, they forsook me. When I was abandoned by my friends, rejected by those you think should accept you, when you were ignored, when your voice was no longer heard, if you have lost relevance, and life has not shown any meaning. Life has no meaning. When it feels lonely and you feel as if you have been left all alone. When words cannot express the agitation, the fear of tomorrow, when all dreams seems to have died, when you wish you don't want to dream again, when great ideas have been paralyzed because of capacity, or because you keep dreaming but never battered your dreams. So every innovative ideas remain in a dreamland. Beloved, you cannot afford to throw in the towel because it is not over yet. For until the word of David came to pass, the word of the Lord tried him. 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 But he overcame the trial, and you are overcoming the trial this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So God's word said, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take care of me. The psalmist did not end there. He said, teach me your way. When I'm forsaken, when I cannot see the way forward, when way forward seems dark, the psalmist says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me in a level path, in a clear path. Give me direction. Lead me in a level path because of my foes. Why would he ask him to leave? Because It's the shepherd who is committed to lead a sheep. It would not abandon in a state of confusion. And that is why the word of the Lord reassured us First Peter 5:8. He brought us to a state of knowing what to do. He said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. But it takes humility to actually give it to him. Cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cared for us. How does he show the care? He said, be not afraid, I have redeemed you. Psalm 126. Help us to know that the night can be dark, but there is always a joy in the morning. Because God is the restorer. Things might not have gone your way, but it's just about to turn to go God's way for you. So no matter what the night looks like, there is a joy in the morning that the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion and all the issues of the night. Mentioned in Psalm 30, they turn to joy in the morning. Psalm 30, verse number 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. For his anger, even when the cause is the cause of the issue, is because God is dealing with the things that are not aligning in our lives, there is still mercy in the heart of the Lord. His anger endureth for a moment, but for a moment, in his favor, his life. So, but the weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Therefore, Paul will say that my light affliction, he call it light affliction. Light affliction worketh in us. He said, but my light affliction, which is just but for a moment, they produce in us an eternal glory far beyond all comparison. Therefore, we will look not at the things which are seen, but are the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So it is not a time to pack up or to give up. It is a time to look up unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. up to Jesus. It takes absolute trust and confidence in the one who has given his all for our redemption. If he has given up Jesus to us, how much more will he not give unto us all things? If he has given unto us Jesus, the one that redeemeth is the same one who secures for us all things. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. That one says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give unto us all things? And beloved, he has given unto us all things that pertains to life and to godliness by his divine power. By his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertains to life and to godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and by excellence. It is through one man, through Christ, he made all things that we need in the state of agitation when we were confused. In Christ, he has secured it for us, the answers, the solution, the help that we need, the grace that we need, the strength that we need, the hope that we need, the deliverance that we need, the rescue that we need, the support that we need is available in Christ Jesus. Why? The word of the Lord, help us to know Jesus, is the all of God that God has given to the all of man. All of God to all of man is Jesus that was given to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. All that God has, all of God, was given not to some man only because they can pray or because they are good looking or because whatever we call it. But all of God was given to all of man, to every man, to all men. Therefore, the gift he gave when we don't know him, when we were enemies of God, he gave his best, he gave his all. There is nothing else to give outside of what he has given. saw if he could give everything. When I don't know him, he can give anything, even in the now, because everything has been available to me, but I just need to key in into it and to press and take hold of what has been given to me and yourself in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 5, for while we were still helpless, for while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone could probably dare to die. But God, beloved, demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was not waiting for me to get it all right, because I could never have gotten it all right without Christ. Beloved, he gave, and the giving requires the shedding of the blood, so that it can redeem me and you. So much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Beloved, so he rescued us from the wrath of God. So when the word of the Lord says in Psalm 30 that even if our suffering, our issues, our challenges are as a result of the evil that we have done, or that we have displeased God, God is not going to punish us for life, provided we locate we are wrong and we have gone to appropriate the blood of Jesus. And beloved, we have forsaken our way and we have turned back unto God. We can be completely assured that the blood of redemption will answer for us. Beloved, he gave it all so that I can have all that I need. So man might have forsaken, they might have walked away from you, but God is saying, I who created you and formed you, do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by your name, you are mine. You are mine, saith the Lord. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. If that promise was made by the Queen of England, everybody in England will believe it. How much more that this is made by the Ancient of Days himself, who is capable of stepping in, because all that you need has been made available in Christ Jesus. I've summoned you by name. You are mine. So you don't belong to the circumstances, but you belong unto God. When you pass through, he didn't say there is no passing through. When you pass through the waters The Lord said, I will not abandon you. When you pass through, it means it will happen. Everyone will pass through. If you are not even passing through now, you have passed through something in the past. When you pass through the rivers, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I guarantee you of my presence. When you pass through the rivers, when you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. They will not sweep over you. The flood will not carry you away. So it is guaranteed that you will overcome the trouble. The trouble will not overcome you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Therefore, tonight you can say to the Lord, I will not be buried under this yoke. Under these circumstances, there is victory for me. When it looks because fire burn, fire, beloved, consume, fire kill it. When you walk through fire, beloved, when you walk through, it is a walking through. It is not a place to be stuck in. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. You will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. It will not set you ablaze. It means it will not kill you. It is a confidence that you and I must have tonight. For I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel. I give Egypt for your ransom. Cush and Sheba in your stead. Since you are precious in my sight and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. God said, I am committed to you and I will give orders for your sake. I will give orders for your sake. I will give orders for your sake. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. That is to the second time of God saying, I'm with you. But it implied, in order for him to see us through, he said, I'm there. So that is why he was present at the Red Sea and the Red Sea parted. He was present by his divine word at the wall of Jericho. The Jericho wall crumbled down in a miraculous way. Beloved, that is why he was present in the dry place that water came from the rock. His presence, beloved, in the fire, did not allow the fire to consume the three evil men. there was a fourth man in the fire. You want to assure yourself man might leave you, but God will never leave you. The word of the Lord said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Be not afraid or terrified because of the enemy. For the Lord God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When God said never, it means never. I will never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. When God is for us and is with us, it's more than having a billion, million people. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why must you now be ready to key in into it? Because the word demands in 1 Peter, God's word said, cast all your cares upon him. How do you cast it? You commit it into his hand. Psalm 37. Number 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust him, and he will do this. When we commit all things into his hand, he will perform by his word. And not only will he perform, he will lead us in the way that we have to go. In the state of, I don't know what to do, where I'm going, what is the next step? God said, I will take you all the way. Commit all your ways upon him. Trust in him, and he will do it. And he will do this. An assurance that man cannot give, but only God give it. An assurance that free us from worries, from agitation, from confusion, from fearfulness, from emotional trauma. From being afraid. I am with you always. I am with you always. Even to the end of the age. I am with you always. I have come to realize that what makes men afraid is when you don't know about the presence of the Lord. I am with you always. Jesus said, I am with you always. When he's with you always, beloved, which he commissioned, he said that statement when he gave the power in Matthew 28 from verse 18. He said, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, make disciples, of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Encourage them, get them to publicly make their faith in God open before men. They publicly identify, recognize, acknowledge, associate, and connect with God. Publicly acknowledge the new way, their new owner. Confessing their commitment to follow all the way. Beloved, and Jesus said, do it in the name of the Lord. Number three, teach them to observe, teaching others the way of Christ. Teaching others to observe all that I have commanded you. Teaching others to do what I have commanded you. Why would Jesus be saying like this? And he said, I am with you always. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Beloved, Jesus was telling us, assuring us of his commitments, provided we remain connected to him. We remain obedient to his will. He said, I am with you always. So what you have to see is that fear, confusion, and challenges come when we stop doing God. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. The forever commitment of God it requires our continued commitment to God's spoken word and to obey him. Our continued commitment to God and to his word. That is not just as an era only, but to be a doer of the word of God. Beloved, when we are in these states, fear will not have an inroad in our lives. Because when you commit to the will of the Father, the Father follows you. The Father backs you up. The Father guarantees us. The Father assured us of his ever-present presence because he has the power to walk through the fire with us. He has the power to ensure that the flood does not sweep us away. As Paul continued to give himself to the ministry of God's word in Corinth, beloved, you have to know that God guarantees him his presence and God performs according to what he has spoken to him. That's why you and I will see in Acts of Apostles chapter 18. I think it's important for us to read the scripture, then we will pray now. Beloved, here is Paul. On a mission to Corinth. The Bible says they found a Jew named Aquila, born. A Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, he came to them. They have been, all the Christians have been forced. They were given a deportation order to leave Rome. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and they were working. They were working for by trade, they were tent makers. Paul was working with Priscilla, Aquila, and all of these people that he met because they were in the same business. And beloved, where are we going with this word of the Lord? The Bible says he stayed with them. They were walking in the midst of the command that was given to them to vacate where they were. And he was reading in the synagogue every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks alike. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to devote himself completely to the war. It shows us a secret for winning. He gave himself to the word of God. Paul gave himself. When he got the helper. So when there is no helper in the ministry, there could be an impact in the amount of time you spend in the world. Because I realize that no matter how long you spend in the world, there is still more to learn. And until you are taught, you cannot teach other people. Beloved, he commits himself to God's word. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, I pray for me, for every minister that is on this altar, that God will raise the Silas and the Timothy, the helpers in ministry and helpers in life that will come and support the work so that the ministers can focus on the word of God. So Paul was testifying to the Jews and to the Gentiles that was the Christ. That Jesus Christ was the Christ. But when they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Those that he assumed would be saved easily, they rejected him. It is not only in Paul we see this in the church today. Those that you think should know better, they are the people that are disinterested. even with the way of truth. Paul said their own blood is upon their own head, otherwise it would have been stuck with the mud. So Paul was rejected in spite of the fact that he was doing all the right things, but he refused to be stuck in the mud. He said, I have done my bit. It's up to you. He moved further to go and deal with the people that was probably assumed unreachable. Then he left there and went to the house of a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God whose house was next to the synagogue. Beloved, Christus, the leader of synagogue, believed in the Lord with all of his household, and many of the Corinthians, when they had, were believing and being baptized. If he had a wallow or he has troubled his mind because some people rejected him, number one, it would have been stagnant. He won't have been able to move forward. His relevance would have been cut to zero because the Bible says, on the account of Paul, after that incident, Crispus, a old leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, one man, and his household, and many other Corinthians, they believed because Paul moved on to do what he has been called to do. He did not allow the rejection, the dejection, the sorriness, the pitifulness of the situation to bother him. And the Lord said to Paul in the night, do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent. For I am with you, no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city. And he settled there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. He said, as long as you continue in kingdom business, you have the kingdom power. When you continue in kingdom business, beloved, when you and I continue a kingdom business, God will showcase his presence to back us up. When you continue kingdom business, so also will you know his divine presence. There will be continuity in the divine presence. And this is a key to overcoming anxiety. Overcome anxiety, fear, agitation of soul, troubled mind, etc. For I am with you. For I am with you. No man will attack you. When he's with us, we stay under cover. He said, no man will attack you. No man will be able to harm you. Because the field is white unto harvest. God says, there are many people whose life, whose salvation depended on us. There are many people in the same city on the same job, in the same house, in the same community, in the same nation. It's like there are many people that I have to reach in this land, and I'm sending you. And he settled there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among men. His fear was alienated. Fear, the false evidence that appears real, beloved, prevailed not over Paul. So, beloved, as long as we are in God, advancing the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter that challenges do not come. They could come for all their life, but they cannot prevail over us. They will not prevail over us. They cannot prevail over us. They will not prevail over us. Therefore, tonight, beloved, it is paramount that you and I have it settled in our spirit, and we can be free from fear. The all creator of the universe said, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I summon you by my name. You are mine. Therefore, it is illegal to continue to feel forsaken, abandoned, rejected, ignored. To continue to feel like a failure when you're losing the deliverance, or you lost the momentum, or you lost the finances, or you lost the connectivity. God still says, don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Therefore, this morning, we have just 3 prayer points to pray on this altar. I don't know where you are at, but God's word says, when you pass through, I'm not going to leave you on your own. When you pass through whatever you are passing through, there is a presence of God that you and I need to see in order to rise, in order to take our places, in order to keep running without looking back. And the one that maketh a way where there is no way, he will make a way in the midst of that challenges, and it will give you a change of story. Therefore, this morning, I want us to lift up our voices and begin to thank God for the covenant of his presence, his abiding presence, regardless of where we are. If any man is in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Can you begin to say to the Lord, I thank you for the gift of Christ that you have given unto me. You have given me your all so that I can have everything that Christ has secured for me through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. By the divine nature of God, he gave us all things. All things is available in the Son that he has given to us. Can we begin to thank the Lord for Jesus? Thank you for giving me your Son. Thank you for the working of Jesus in my life against all the odds, regardless of my pain, regardless of my issue. I embrace the finished work of Calvary that has made all things available to me in Christ Jesus. Let Kwazo Sopro Negaza acknowledge him as the only God, as the only one, as the God of wonders, as the God that is able to do all things, and the God that changeth not. Can you thank God for your life, for your household, for all that is concerning you? Because God is visiting all that pertains to us, and to bring about a rescue and a salvation that is beyond our imagination and our expectation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as we come to this place, we're going to take time to hand over the anxiety, hand over the worries, hand over every care unto the Lord. Instead, commit all thy cares upon him. Commit your ways upon him. Trust also in him. He will do it. And the word of the Lord says, cast all your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. He's the sustainer. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55 verse 22. Therefore you are said to the Lord, I cast my cares upon you. I cast my cares. Begin to talk about those things. This is heart to heart talk. When the Lord tells the Lord, I hand it over to you. My pain, what makes me fearful, I hand it over to you. The worries that I have, Lord, I am not going to leave this prayer line tonight going with anything that makes me afraid. I lay it down at your feet. Cast your cares, every one of them, upon the Lord. Kekoto lo prondege kwaza, illo bongo siato, endege siata. He will not let the righteous be shaken. Give all your cares to him. He will sustain you. He will not allow you to be shaken. Lekoko si ike kwato. Elebrenega kwasosie, ilobrondege kwasasia, indogo kustosia la bronde aza, endege kosiato, ilobrondege kwasosie, elebrenegosia, igoste, endege kwaso, iloborongege kwasa, ilobogosate, entrondega kustosia, ilobrondege kwaso. Il lobo goshate, il trondo goste, elle pronde che quaso, ezzo proto, elle che quaso, izzo zo proto gesaze, ella pronde custosia, ingroshate, indo libro non gosiato, izzo zo prande, il lo pronde che custosia, il lo pronde che custosi, il le prende che quaso zie. Bongo shate, illo brondege kwazo, izo zo brondege kwaza, illo brondege kwasasia, ike kustosi indeleboza, illo brondege kwasasia, endege kustosia, mengroto gosiato, endege kwazo zo brondege zaze, elle brida bongo ziato, ike kustosia lembre nagazo. Izo protega gazeketo lomongosia. Ige kwashete. Ombo kosaze. Izo protega kulo brendege kwazosie. Izo so lombro negaza. Lord, every chaos in the earth, in the life of any prevailer, probably as a result of anything that they were going through, any worries, any agitation, any traumatic experiences, that is making man worried. Lord, today, I lay it down at your feet. We hand them over to you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let go at all. Every weight of fear. Every weight of emotional trouble. Every weight of worries. Every weight of sickness. Every burden, Lord, of poverty, of lack of money. Every worry of lack of ability to progress, every areas of concern and issue of concern, Lord, in the life of any prevailer, Lord, we lay it at your feet. We cast it at your feet. We give it all unto you. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, le kuso sopra declare your intervention, your commitment to do your will in the life of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things that make people afraid is they will have things that they say, I don't feel God. I'm not sure whether God is right here. When fear makes you to lose sight of his presence, it's then when you continue in the workings of the kingdom, you are guaranteed of the presence of the Lord. I am with you always. It's not like man that will lie, neither is it the Son of Man that will change his ways. Whatsoever he said he will do, that is what he does. So abandoned, dejected, rejected, Paul was still unmoved. He was committed to kingdom business. You are sent to the Lord. Enlarge my capacity to know you. Grant me grace to continue focusing on the reason why you have created me, to manifest Christ everywhere I go. Give me the grace to continue in the area of my calling to advance the kingdom of God without fail. Say to the Lord, Lord, help me. I have set my hands in the plow. There is no looking back. Help me to set my gaze upon you. Help me to trust and to lean upon you. Help me to live each day according to your will. Help me, Lord, to give myself to the word. Help me, Lord, to focus on your spoken word, on your great and precious promises that you have made concerning me. In love, Rondega Kwasosie. Eso prendege Kwashite. In love, Rondega Kwasosie. Eso prendege Chakotolo Brondegaza. Eso prendege Siate. Legro Tuzosia. Say to the Lord, I receive great grace. Great grace to do your will. Great grace to walk according to your will. Lord, I receive your grace. Le kondo le brondegaza. Izo prondege kustosie. Ele prendega kuzosia. Ilo bronde kustosia. Endo lo brondege kuzosie. Endege kustosia. Ilo brondega kustosia. Indo gogo shete. Ilo brondege kuzo. Ilo brondege kuzosia. Ilo brondege kuzete. Indo gogo golo brosi ato. Eso prendege quaso. Me clago custosia de lebrosa. Eso prendege custosia. Ilo prendege quaso. Eso prendege quaso. Eso prosate. Elege custosia. Entronangaza. Eso prendege quaso. Eso prendege custosia. Ele prendegazo. Ilo prendege custosia. Ilo brondege quaso, ilo broseca tuate liambolo brosiate, igreste zeta yenda librunonosia, inge quashete, ele brendega quasosie, ezo brondege quasosia, ilo brondege quaso, izo ponde le grasite, ezo zo brondege quashete, ilo brondege quaso, izo brondege quasosia, Illo brondeke quezo, lebrina custosia, inge koshete, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, as you have handed over your cares unto the Lord and you commit even to serving God and to do his will, now you are now going to begin to speak into all of those situations. It said the flood will not overflow you. It says concerning you, the fire will not burn you. You will not go down under this yoke. Therefore, we are sending the word of God to every prevailer around the earth. And we are making decrees tonight. Lord, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, arise, arise and intervene. It said the Lord sustain you. Arise and intervene miraculously, supernaturally in every situation of the prevailers. Let there be a way of escape, for there is no temptation that has come your way, that is not common unto man. God is faithful. It will not tempt you beyond what you can bear. It will also, with all of the temptation, make a way of escape. And there is a way of escape in God. You are saying to the Lord, show me the way out. The kuzo zobrondege kwazozia. Le kwaga kwazoze. Lead me out. Le kuzo za akotolobozia. Ilo brondege kwazozia. Lord, show me the way out. The way to freedom. The way to be rescued. The way to deliverance, the way of supernatural help. Lord, show me the way out. Let us upon throne of us. Make the way out known unto every prevailer around the earth. Out the way out of their trouble, the way out of traumatic experience, the way out of challenges and of any issue of life, the way out of joblessness, the way out of helplessness, the way out of sickness, the way out of trouble, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quaso sopronde gasiate, il lobronde custosia, el la cocogoshete, ige quaso sia. The way out of every reality of life, the way out to see the wall of Jericho, the wall of limitation, the hindrances to access what God has secured in Christ Jesus. Lord, show the way out to your sons and your daughters around the earth. Le quaso si ile mongro si ato. Ige kusto zele mengre di kasuato. Ilo brondege quaso sia. Ilo brondege kukusto sia. Ezo so brondege librusa ate. Enge ke kusto sia. Ilo brondege quaso. Elebrendeke kwazo, inke kusto, zelebrulaboza, inke kwashete, ilobrondeke kwazo, izozobrondeke kwazazia, ilobrondeke kwazozia, mekosto, zelebrunoza, indeke kwazozo, endeke kwazo, ilobrondeke kwazo, engredika kustozia, ilobrondeke kwashete, Illa brondeke kwashite, illa bongo gosiato, mekrosi ike kwaza, illa brondeke kustosia, ike kustoze lemengresiato, ike kustozozo, ezo brondeke kwashite, illa brondeke kwazo, izozo brende, illa grosi ike kwashite, illa brondeke kwazosia, Indege quasosia, illo brondege quaso, illo brendege custosia, izzo sopronde, ille brendege quasosie, ezzo soprundaga custosia, illo bogogoshate. I want you to begin to destroy every wall surrounding or entering your access to what God has favorably made available to you for your healing, for your deliverance, for your recovery, for your salvation. You are saying today, I pull down the barrier in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That quaso sopra negaza, begin to gain even ground forward to healing, to recovery, to divine help, to divine aid. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that quaso sopra negaziate, igle custosiato. Le brendege custosia, il lebe kuguguzosia, endege quasose, ezo soprondege quaso, il lebrondega quasete, ege custose lebrondega zase, el lebrina quagogogosiate, il lobrondege quasasia, ege custosia, in the mighty name of Jesus, begin to lay hold of the answers. Begin to lay hold, say to the Lord, I acquire the answer, I acquire the direction by the, in the name of Jesus. I lay hold of my victory in the name of Jesus. His divine nature has given unto us all things. If he said, I am the one that redeemed you, the Holy One of Israel, I have called you and I have summoned you by name and I have said that you are mine. When you pass through waters, it shall not flood you. The rivers will not take you down. Beloved, so you are saying unto the Lord, I receive divine answer. I receive divine grace. I receive divine victory. I receive divine help. I receive a change of story. I receive supernatural assistance. I receive divine favor. I receive my divine healing. I receive my divine help in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la bronde que quasosie, in la bronde custosia, in la bronde que quasite, in la bronde que quaso, in la mongre shita aya, la bronde que quasoso, in la bronde que quaso, in la bronde que custosie. Eso pronde cuculo pronde aya, ello mongre siato, ende ge cusoso, eso prende ge custosia, ello pronde ge custosia, ello pronde ge cucustosie, ende ge quaso, eso pronde ge custosie, ello prende ge quaso, ello mogogo sigita andalia, ello pronde ge quasosia. In la bronde che quasite, esso so bronde che quaso, in la bagosiate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, can you join me as we begin to command healing to anyone connected to this commission that is sick in any which way? We are going to begin to decree tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, every plantation of sickness. Every hidden sickness waiting to manifest or that has manifested in the life of anyone that is connected to this commission or that will be connected to this commission, we command those demonic sickness to be uprooted. Let us lay the axe of fire to the root of every sickness. You command it to be rooted out and let the healing virtue of the word of God begin to flow. To the sick now, but flow to the sick. Let the power of God begin to reach out to Abby, to Mr. Arturo. Let the power of God begin to reach out to Sister Ibiemi, anyone that is sick. Let every spirit of cancer die. Let every spirit of infirmity die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let cross the Ike Quetzalabosa. Father, we liberate the people from every form of infirmity. Let there be healing now. Let there be healing now. Let there be healing now. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 8:17. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. Therefore, let every infirmity that has been carried by Christ, but that was trying to express itself in the body of the prevailers, whoever they are, whatever type is the sickness, we command the root of infirmity die in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. Let the prevailer be made whole now. Let the prevailer be made whole. I curse the root of cancer. I cause the root of kidney failure. I cause the root of leukemia. I cause the root of breast cancer. I cause the root of infirmity of any type. In the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy your hold over the prevailers. I destroy your hold over the prevailers. I destroy your hold over the prevailers. Let the prevailers be made whole. And the one sick coming to this commission, because for this purpose the Son of God is manifest, to destroy the works of the evil one. Therefore, every sickness, every infirmity, sponsored by the enemy, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every infection in the blood, in the bowel, be erased by the blood of Jesus. Be erased by the blood of Jesus. Be erased by the blood of Jesus. Affliction of any sickness in the bones, in the marrow, in the joints, in the liver, in the kidney, in the name of Jesus. I command you to be rooted out. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Let quazo zoprende ge quazo. In lo pronde ga custo si. En zoprende ge quazo si. In lo pronde custo si. In la mongre de cosiato. En le prende ge quazo. En zoprende ge quashite. En la brondo gostate. In da ca quaza si. Beloved, can we begin to say to the Lord, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wound. Let there be restoration of health for everyone that is sick. I decree and declare a restoration of health. Let there be restoration of health now. Let there be restoration of health now with divine speed, with accuracy. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let kuso sopro nagaza. Let the sick be made whole. Let the sick be made whole. Let the sick be made whole. Every fiber whole. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Let there be healing now. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Every fiber be made whole. In la posi ike kwasate. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. I enforce your healing now. I decree your healing now. Let kwasa zapronde ga kwasa siya. Be kwasa siya. Bowel problem be healed. The kidney be healed. Liver be healed. I send forth the word of the Lord to every sickness, for every victim of infirmity. I command you be made whole. In the name of Jesus, let blindness be healed. Let spinal injury be healed. Let autism be made whole. Let cancer victim be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I terminate the terminator disease. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing now. 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 Le quaso soprende gazate, il le prondoste, enge custosiato, il le prende gaquaso, endege quasciate, il le brina conso soprona, le prontoste ge limombroni gazate, il lo prondege quasa, il lo bobo custosia, il lo groscicato lo bronde aia, il le brondo gossi ige quato, Elle prende ga quaso si ezo zo prende ga quaso ella mengraciato in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you want to begin to say to the Lord, as I lay me down to sleep tonight, my sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, I will hear the word of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. As I lay me down to sleep, as I lay me down to sleep, I will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, lay close ike kwashite. Therefore, you have direction, instruction, you are divinely guided, divinely assisted and helped, even as you lay down to sleep. Can you give God thanks this morning? Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Father, we honor you. You alone that deserves the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the adoration. We appreciate you. We glorify your name. We thank you because you are our God. You are our King. You are our Maker, the only one of Israel. You give beauty for ashes and garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. We thank you for making all. We thank you for setting free. We thank you for establishing your counsel. We thank you, our Father. We bow down before you. We honor you and we glorify your holy name. Thank you tonight for healing and for setting free, for making free from every spirit of fear and for giving victory in every area of life. Therefore, we honor you. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for those who have come tonight. Lord, together as we lay down to sleep, our sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, I declare that the prevailers are free from any oppression of the night. But tonight, the prevailers, we will dream divine dreams, instructing and guiding us according to the pathway of life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I look forward until we return again, 5 a.m. God bless you. Unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me and sent me. Unto you that perform your word and execute the word that you have given to me, your messenger, with divine speed, with accuracy. Unto you will return the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you have done for us, in us, and through us tonight, to the glory and honor of your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. God bless you, beloved. See you 5 a.m. Bye-bye for now. Hallelujah.